I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Happy New Year to some of you out there. It's hours away for us, but New Year's celebrations are underway or over in many parts of the world. The World's Jason Margolis takes a look at some of the festivities, or lack thereof.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of nearly 8 tons of fireworks exploding in 12 seconds over Sydney Harbour in Australia. If you love big fireworks and also have a short attention span for them, Australia was the place for you. You could hit the sack at 12:01 completely fulfilled, knowing you've seen the best fireworks display in the world. Unless you stayed up another 7 hours when Dubai tried to break the record for the world's largest fireworks show ever. Organizers lit up the city's coastline with a flying falcon made of fireworks. They also created bursts of light to look like a massive United Arab Emirates flag. This 6-minute extravaganza included 500,000 fireworks fired from 400 locations, all synchronized by 100 computers from across the city. Forget the fireworks, the largest party is expected to once again be in Rio de Janeiro, more than 2 million people at Copacabana Beach. In Japan, they celebrated in a more subdued fashion. Many people were praying at midnight. They tossed coins as offerings at shrines, wishing for health, wealth, and happiness. As per custom, temple bells rang 108 times for the 108 causes of suffering, according to Buddhism. In Israel, New Year's celebrations are also more muted. Jews celebrate New Year's on Rosh Hashanah, usually in September. January 1st isn't a public holiday in Israel, so much the nation can't or probably shouldn't stay up too late. I'm talking to you, Tel Aviv. There's also no official celebrations plan for Muslim nations like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. In Iran, the real celebration begins in March with the pre-Islamic Persian New Year's festival. In Kuala Lumpur, they ring in the New Year's at midnight or around midnight. They have their own version of the Times Square's ball drop, a massive bell that marks the new year. But the bellkeeper can't start ringing the 117-year-old bell until dignitaries, who like to talk, have finished their speeches. In New York, the ball drop will be exactly at midnight, and 1 minute later, New Yorkers will have a new mayor. Bill de Blasio will be sworn in at 12:01. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.